Hello, everybody, and welcome to Spill a Coffee, my podcast. I am Angela. Welcome. I'm sorry if you're hearing lots of noise right now, but my mom is cleaning the kitchen. I'm in my bedroom with the windows open because it is 100 fucking degrees outside, and I need a bit of, you know, fresh air. Sorry for not filming in like 2 weeks, but life has been pretty stressful. Last week I was like planning on filming, but then I went to the beach and I had like an exam, a French, like on my classes. I had a French class. We do this exams to practice, and so I had one on Friday, and you know, I just had to not film. So sorry for that. But at least I'm bringing you a good episode. So there's a few things that I want to talk about that I completely have forgotten about. Yeah, for sure. Because, you know, I make these things in my mind when I'm like, oh, this is so good. I have to talk about this on my podcast. And then I never note it down, or I never put it on my notes app on my phone or whatever. And I just always forget. I did get a few requests from people to do some things, but I'm leaving those for the last, you know? I wanted to scream a little bit today, basically because tomorrow is Harry's house. Like, tomorrow, the fine line era ends. Oh my god. It's been 2.5 years since Fine Line was released. And now, Harry's house is like, we are just 8 hours away from Harry's house! I can't. Oh my fucking god. I can't with life right now. Sorry, I just opened the door because I wanted a little bit of air to come out, but no. It ain't work it. It's still no. But Harry's house. I have such high expectations for the album. I mean, I don't even have to have expectations. Like, I know it's gonna be good. You know, I just know that. I mean, after hearing Boyfriends and Love of My Life on, like, the Coachella shit. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Yes. I am so excited for the album. It's going to be amazing. And I just can't fucking wait. I can't. It's going to be incredible. And I can't breathe. Tomorrow, bitches. Tomorrow, I want you all to fucking grab your laptops or whatever shit you use to listen to music. And I want you to go on Spotify, put the album, and go on genius.com and put the lyrics in your fucking face and read them. Because I can guarantee that you're gonna cry. That's something I promise. And if you're an insensitive and you are, you know, you're not a Cancer or you're not, I mean, I'm not a Cancer, but if you're not sensitive and if you're not someone, you know, who gets emotional about songs and TV shows and cries very often, maybe you won't cry. But if you're like me and you go crazy for music, and when you hear something sad, you just want to jump out the window and die, then you probably will cry with, you know, all the songs. Because as much as I love As It Was, I love it. I like, go home, get a hit, light speed in it. I don't want to talk about the way that it was. Leave America, two kids, follow her. I don't want to talk about who's doing it first. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, for sure. Like, I know that. And As It Was is fucking amazing. And we all know that. But the lyrics, they are so fucking depressing. Like, Harry, why do you do this to us? Why? I love him, though. I love him. I stan him. Yeah. So, I'm filming this before I start studying for an exam that I have tomorrow, which is a very bad idea. But, YOLO! Ew, can you hear that? What the fuck is that noise? I feel like it's probably, like, cars outside or something. I just lowered
the microphone down so you can hear me better. I had a few things I wanted to talk about. Okay, I do know, I think I talked about Bad Bunny's new album on my last podcast, on my last episode. But I am actually, I have it on repeat, like all the time. It's like, no dominicana que juba bombón, uva bombón. Oh, that man does some crazy shit. Holy shit. Like, Bad Bunny, let's get married. Benito, I want to see a ring on my finger. I love you. You're like my fucking soulmate. The only bad thing, he's a fucking Pisces, and I kind of hate Pisces. Except, my dear Bellerín. Bellerín, I love you. If you're listening to this, you're not. Obviously, but he's like my man. It's like Chris Evans and Hector and Vinny Hacker. Oh, fuck, Vinny Hacker. Oh my god, Vinny Hacker. I can't even think about him. I just get the chills. Also, been really obsessed lately with Kali Uchis, and I just wanted to talk about that because she's such a good musician, and I'm just obsessed with her content and just everything about her. Also wanted to tell you guys to listen to the album. Oh my god, I don't know her name. But Jack Harlow's new album. He is amazing. He's really hot. Another Pisces, which is a little bit traumatizing. But he named a song after Dua Lipa. So you just have to know. You just have to listen to the album. Also, I have on my list to listen to and put genius.com on my fucking face and read all the lyrics. Kendrick Lamar's new album. I feel like I've seen everybody talk about it on Twitter and on Instagram, and they're saying it's amazing and very beautiful. So I definitely have to listen to that. Because as we all know, I love music and music makes me happy. So yeah, also really excited for Charlie Puth's album. I don't know when it's coming out, but whenever it is, I'm gonna be here just waiting for it. So yeah, what else do I have to talk about? I'm obsessed with the show Baby on Netflix. It's pretty old, but you know, I'm getting obsessed with it right now. What else? Oh, Eurovision. I didn't talk about Eurovision. How did I skip that? Okay, so Spain was third this year for like the first time in fucking centuries. But yeah, I'm pretty proud of Chanel. I feel like we should have won. Like we should have definitely won. But whatever. I feel like I knew that we weren't going to win because it's Spain, you know. Spain never wins competitions. And not, of course, not Eurovision. But, you know, I'm pretty mad at the UK because, like, I feel like Chanel did way better than the one from the UK. And I feel like we deserved it a little bit more. And, okay, Ukraine, you go, whatever. But, like, it's not fair. Like, if I were the Ukraine, like, representatives, I wouldn't have wanted to win because I feel like everybody knows that they won out of pity, and I feel like that is not something. It's like, okay, you go, like, it's giving you something good for the country, and we all know that you're in a war, but like, what the fuck? Like, I would never want to win because you think of me as a country that is, you know, in need, which it is. But I don't know if I'm explaining myself. Like, I wouldn't want to be the winner of something if people are voting me because they think that, you know, that they have pity for me, you know? And I feel like that's something that shouldn't have happened. But whatever, we all knew that they were going to win, and it's kind of sad, but at the same time, it's pretty expecting, and it was pretty easy to know and to guess. And yeah, also, Stranger Things is coming out next week, I believe. Let me see. I feel like it's May 27th, but I don't know. Let me look it up. Stranger Things, I don't know how to type with one hand. Stranger Things 4 comes out on Please tell me. May 27th. Okay, May 27th. The first part. That was my father shouting. Sorry. He's just crazy like me. So if you wonder why I am like this, it's all my father. Like, it's all him. He gave me the crazy genes, and my mom gave me the perfectionist and anxiety genes. I mean, she doesn't have anxiety. Anxiety. She just gave me the genes, and I'm multiplied by 1,000. But yeah, Stranger Things comes out May 27th. I am so excited. I definitely have to watch now, a little summary about the last 3 seasons, because it's been almost 3 years. And the only parts, I mean, I think I kind of remember, because I remember watching it and thinking, oh my god, this is amazing. I watched the show after I got it. Like, we went to New York, my parents and my brother and I, like my family, we went to New York, the 4 of us, and we came, I think, on July 12 or something. I feel like the show had already came out. And it was super cool, whatever. And so my dad was watching it. And the day that we got back, my dad wanted to start watching the show, but I also started watching the show on that day. Like, I had not watched Stranger Things at all. My dad had, but I didn't. And so I started watching it that day. And I was so jet lagged that I just fell asleep by watching it. And so I just, I was getting sleepier and sleepier. I was like, you know what? I'm going to turn this off and I'm going to go to sleep. I wrapped up in a little ball and I fell asleep for 5 hours. For 5 fucking hours. I woke up real late. Like, I feel like we got here around 1 p.m. And I'm not kidding when I say that we woke up at 6:30 or 7. It was crazy. But then I feel like the next day we had plans with friends, and I started watching it. I think it was a Sunday. So I started watching it on a Sunday. I watched the first season on Sunday, the second season on Monday, and the third season on Tuesday. So yeah, I watched 3 seasons of Stranger Things in 3 days. Yeah, you could say I'm very fucking crazy and I did not have sleep. I mean, it was only 8 hours, you know? I think it was 8 hours, because there's 8 episodes per season, maybe? I don't know. But it wasn't that long to watch. And I loved it. I really, really loved it. But yeah, the second part of Stranger Things 4 comes out on July 1st, on July 1st, on July 1st. That's real soon, though. It's so scary to, even think about school ending, because it's oh my god, in, a month, I'm gonna be out of school. I'm not gonna see, the people I see every single day for, never. I'm never gonna see them again. So a part of me is kind of happy that I don't get to see a lot of people that, I don't like. I mean, they know who they are. They're not listening to this, I hope. And if they're listening to this, I kind of hope you die. Slowly and painfully. I'm not kidding. Okay, let's move on. But yeah, it's pretty sad that it's, all coming to an end. Just to even think of me in 3 years studying an actual degree, being in college, university. What the fuck? What the fuck is that? Why? Who said that was legal? No! No. I don't want that. I don't want that. I don't want to grow up. I want to stay, I feel let's stick to, 28. Let's not get older than that. 28. Maybe even younger, 26. I'd want to stay around that age. I don't want to get to fucking 45. Can you imagine me being 45 years old? No! I am just even, disgusted. Oh, no, no, no. I'm definitely getting Botox. For sure. I don't want wrinkles. And I'm getting a boob job, because I don't want saggy tits. I want, yeah, I'm getting a boob job. I'm going to be like the Kardashians, bitch. I'm going to be like Kris Jenner. She's like 60 whatever and looks like a fucking queen. I'm going to be like that. I'm going to have a giant ass that I'm not going to get for surgery. I'm going to work out for it. And I already do. I'm going to get a boob job. And I'm going to get Botox and filler. And I mean, I don't want to look, you know, like a fucking Trisha Paytas shit that looks plastic or as fuck. Or, you know, like natural but not natural. Like, I don't want to have wrinkles all over my face. No, no, no. I already have gray hairs. Okay, well, I have one. I have a gray hair. I don't want to, like, have a full head of gray hair. That's horrible. And wrinkles and like my eyesight getting worse and worse every single year. No, I don't think that should be okay. Like, I don't think that should be legal. Like, bitch, no. I told you I was gonna scream on this episode. I fucking told you. By the way, I'm not sick. I've just had so much fucking ice in the last, like, 40 hours that I now have boogers and a sore throat. So, yeah. That's just incredible and amazing. So excited for me. Mwah, 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 mwah. Today was a pretty boring day. Like, pretty average. I've had better days. So, like, we're already, like, halfway through the episode, I feel like. So, I'm gonna do what people told me to do, okay? And if you're one of the people listening to this that told me to do this, I hope you're happy with the results. Because I'm probably gonna get aggressive. And you're probably never gonna wanna talk to me ever again. Maybe I shouldn't be that harsh, though. I'm not going to be harsh, because if I'm harsh, I feel like I could potentially become the most hated person in my class. And I feel like that, I mean, that's fair. I'm a bad person, like, even just in general. I guess that's fair. But, you know, like, talk shit behind my back. No, talk shit to my face, because I'm pretty good at winning arguments. Like, bitch, you're not winning an argument with me. You're always gonna lose because I always have my way with words, and I manipulate you to thinking you're wrong with my words. And you end up giving up because I am so insistent and I'm the best. I am the best. Like, whatever. I'm the best. I'm not being fake. I'm the best. Like, tell me someone that's better than me. I mean, Chris Evans. But apart from Chris Evans and Bellerin and Zendaya, there's, like, a few people that are better than me. But, like, only, like, a bunch. Like, not many. Like, I don't know anyone that's better than me. I feel like. There's probably people out there that are better than me. But I don't care about them. I sound like a sociopath and a narcissist. Don't come for me, please. If you listen to this podcast, don't kill me or don't make fun of me. Don't make fun of me, because, again, you will lose, bitch. Shut the fuck up. You're annoying. Thank you. Like, everybody in my class, I mean, I'm going to say this very generally, okay? So they told me to talk shit, and because I love when I do that, apparently. I guess I'm a popular kid now, and it's okay for me to talk shit about people. But I'm going to be the brave one here, okay? I'm going to come out and tell the truth. I'm speaking for all the girls in my class. We just want hot guys. You're not giving Vinny Hacker. You're not giving TikTok guys that make thirst traps. You're not giving a shit. You're not it. You know, don't think that you're funny, because most of the time you're just being silly and I laugh because you're stupid. And I would rather laugh because you're stupid than stay there and look awkward, you know. But yeah, we just want a Vinny Hacker. Do we have one? No, we don't. Are you funny? Most of the time, you're not. I mean, sometimes you're sometimes funny, but don't think that you're the best, because you're not, bitch. Vinny Hacker is better than you. Don't think that you're amazing and that you have validation to talk shit about anyone, because you don't. Don't feel like you're amazing and hot and perfect, because you're not. And I'm being brutally honest, okay? Like, we just want attractive guys. And we did not get them. We did not get them. And I'm talking for myself, but I feel like many girls agree with me. We deserve more, bitch. We deserve more. I'm only speaking on the single ones. Like, if you have a boyfriend or you have a girlfriend or whatever, like, if you're with someone right now, then don't even, like, listen to this part, because it's not important. I'm just talking in general. Like, yesterday I saw the hottest German guy I've ever seen, and I want that in my life. Not ugly-ass bitches, you know what I mean? I want you to give Hector Bellerin. I want you to give Chris Evans. I want you to give Sebastian Stan. I want you to give Vinny Hacker. And you're not doing any of that shit. So no. You're not hot. You're not attractive. You're not it. Okay? Thank you. I feel like that's pretty general. Don't get mad at me for saying that. That's just my opinion, and I have very high standards, okay? Like, I don't give a fuck about people. Yeah, I don't. But at the same time, it's like, I don't want to be antisocial in class. Like, I don't want to be that kid that stays alone forever. Like, you know what I mean? Like, no. I'm just speaking the truth. And I think I've said this before. Like, I think everybody's ugly because I have the standards of someone who is in love with Chris Evans. And that means that everybody I see is ugly. All of y'all. Except my girlies and my gays, because I got you. What was it? Like, the girls, the gays, and the days. The days. I don't know how to speak. I got you. If you're a heterosexual man, then I don't got you. But for the rest, love you. Love you. Yeah. I only got three heterosexual men. Chris Evans, Hector Bellerin, and Vinny Hacker. And that's it. Like, bitch, I don't want y'all. I'm disgusted by the typical straight guy who thinks he's the best. Like, ew. 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 I just hate it. I don't like the typical guy. Okay? Okay. Yeah. Please don't get mad at me. This is just an opinion. My opinion sometimes, you know, doesn't count. Doesn't count. Sometimes it doesn't. Like, sometimes it doesn't count. But sometimes it does. Take it as you want it, but don't come for me, because I'm just speaking my mind. If you don't like this, and if you don't like the truth, then fuck you, I guess. I mean, I really don't give a fuck anyway, so. But, like, again, it's like, don't get mad at me for saying this, because this is just an opinion. And I have very high standards. So, yeah. I hate you. I hate you. I hate you. Not the girls and the gays. Not the girls and the gays. I love the girls and the gays. Got you. Why am I like this? Is this a part where I say that this is a joke? It was all a joke, guys. It was all a joke. I'm just kidding. Ha 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 ha. Uh-huh. You laughing? Yeah, neither am I. Yeah, if you hate me now, then sorry.
because you're losing. I mean, if you hate me, you don't get to have me in your life. I mean, I guess I win because, you know, less people in my life. But you lose because you don't have me. And I'm the best bitch. I'm the best bitch and the baddest bitch. No, I'm not. I'm just saying this to convince myself that I'm not fat and ugly. And my insecurities don't eat me. Okay. Okay. You go, girl. Also, if you fucking shoot me with another gun of fucking plastic, I will punch you. Well, not punch you, but I will slap you. Like, don't do that. Because it kind of hurts, you know? Like, my legs are not made to be a fucking... I don't know how you say it. But you're not meant to shoot at my legs, okay? Like, my legs are made to walk. Not to be shot. You know? Like, don't shoot them. Literally, don't shoot them. Because I will fucking murder you. Thank you. I think I also speak about... Like, I don't know how to speak! Ugh! I'm speaking for everyone when I say that I don't want to be shot again. Okay? It hurts. It hurts a little bit. Just a little bit. Like, please don't. Thank you. Thank you. Love y'all. So, if you're listening to this podcast and you have been listening to this podcast for a while, thank you. You rock. You're amazing. And if you're new, hi, welcome. Well, now it's already bye. I think I should end this episode and get to studying, which is pretty depressing because I don't want to study. But you know what? I'm just going to pop some Criminal Minds and I'm going to study while watching Criminal Minds because that's the only thing that's getting me through. So funny. But yeah, thank you for listening to this episode. If you enjoyed it, rate it. Rate the podcast. Rate it. Okay, give me 5 stars. If you don't like it, give me 5 stars. I don't care. Give me 5 stars. Thank you. If you love me, give me 5 stars and subscribe. If you don't love me, do it anyway. I don't care who you are. Do it. Thank you. Mwah. So yeah, thank you for listening to this episode. Love you all so much. And I'll talk to you guys on the next one. Mwah.